episode 20. Accomplishment, right?
It's 2-2. I think it's
Do we get trophies?
I don't know if they make trophies for this. Oh. If they made trophies for this,
I'll make my own trophy.
I don't even
we might get a Buzzsprout trophy or something.
I used to work down the street.
Shit. I think we will get a reward
from a dedicated trophy making store.
Are you dead ass?
That's like, I couldn't fucking believe that was a business, like an actual store. It was like the trophy store.
They're never more popular than they are now.
Oh, yeah.
A trophy store?
Yeah.
I feel like all like the mom and pop trophy stores are closed.
I was more saying because everybody gets one that, like, if you are part of a team,
you get a trophy.
You get a trophy.
And I demand my trophy.
I need a trophy now.
I need one.
It's my trophy. I earned it.
It's my trophy, and I want it now. You want a structured trophy settlement?
I came in ninth place, sir. And I tried my hardest.
Well, that's why you get a trophy, because you tried your hardest.
It's my effort.
It's your effort that counts.
It's my effort, you know, and my effort can't be questioned most times.
No.
If it's something I can do, is commit.
Commit.
Ladies, it's Valentine's Day. If it's something I can do, is commit. You know, I'll commit. And when I do, it's not too much things in my life. It's not many that I actually will commit and say, okay, I'm going to dedicate 1,000% of myself to this thing.
But if you want it.
But those things that I have chosen to do that to. There's no question about it. You know, every bit of my heart,
soul,
energy,
blood, sweat,
time,
tears,
money, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Not half-assing nothing.
No,
and you're only full-assing the things.
Full-assing.
Full-assing.
The things, yeah.
The things.
Mm-hmm. Some things I'll full-ass. Ass. Some things I
All
won't.
Things I concave ass.
It's episode 20, people.
Damn.
I can't believe that we've done this thing for 20 fucking episodes.
It feels like we've done a lot more.
It does feel like we've done a lot more.
And it feels
more.
Like it's been a lot more time than it has been.
Usually for people who are talking about like a thing that was a great thing, it's like, it feels like we just started yesterday.
There's a lot of... So
it's been a couple long days up in the studio.
Shit.
Feels like it's been a lot.
It's true. But it's like, true, but... And I hate to be the guy that sounds like, oh, guys, rally together.
We all had it. We also had like a shit ton of shit recorded before we even...
If you could imagine that starting a podcast, growing a podcast, and getting involved, and with you getting involved later on and like willingly seeing what we had going on and saying like, hey, I want to be a part of this. If you had known, both of you, what it would have required to get to this point,
definitely still would have been on it. Oh, yeah.
So I kind of like figured there it would be this much effort.
Yeah.
To do
honestly, things
to do
still,
it right at least
to do it right. There's no shortcuts to
there's
quality.
So much more involved in doing it right than there are just like doing it in general.
Yeah,
doing
it
right takes 1,000 times more than I would have expected it to.
It's like the kid, right? That fucking maybe plays guitar, right? But he plays guitar so that he could put it online and like take pictures with his guitar and like fucking filter like a fucking faggot, right? There's kids like that.
His method is he puts his phone in front of his amplifier,
right,
and that's it.
Right. Or like records videos of himself playing two chords and singing a song that's like that sucks because it's written at like a third grade
and it's
level.
On like an acoustic guitar.
Right. Yeah. It's the difference between that guy and a guy who plays the guitar the way you do.
Or he hasn't left his room in weeks, and he has like $1,000 fucking input machine, and then like 20 little things poked into that.
John, that's the difference of doing it right.
It's the difference of doing it right.
And that's the difference in quality that you get when you do it right. So, you know, I like to think that we're doing it right.
I think we started doing it right.
We're putting the effort in. There's one thing that they'll never say about the
crawl. We're trying. We're putting it in.
Is that we didn't try.
Working,
you know?
Working at it.
So with that being said, guys... No, it's been a fun ride.
Thanks.
Thanks for everything.
Well, seriously, thanks for everything. Because that's... What are you talking about?
Thank who? Thank you.
Our fans for being there.
You ain't no fans.
They're watching us. I think so.
If you're watching right now, honestly, there's nothing in my mind that's like would explain why somebody would take the time out to watch us.
Nothing in your mind?
No, there's like no redeemable quality, right? Like the entertainment, sure, you know, we're funny. But if you're like, okay, on Spotify, I get it because we are pretty funny. You know, the show's entertaining. If you're watching this, you got some shit going on, you know?
I can provide an insight that I don't think either of you guys can for this show, though.
Ooh.
I started out only as a viewer of the show.
That's true.
Only watching it on YouTube.
And when episode one was about to come out, you know why I watched it?
Why?
Because I knew you guys. That's it.
I feel like that's why a lot of people
I've seen that guy before.
I think, making a show. Okay. I think a lot of people who are even watching now are in that similar position.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But pretty soon it's not going to be that way. And that's what makes it feel.
Huge shout out to them, too.
And that's what makes it feel so special.
Yeah.
It's like the support that we've gotten for this thing that like started as a dream. And once you start putting action and put boots on ground for something, it's no longer a dream. Once you're working towards something actively, it becomes a goal.
Goal, yeah.
Right? And there's a big difference.
I was like, what does it become? I'm an idiot.
What we what we're doing with this thing and the goals that we have with this show,
yeah,
would never, none of it would be worth it or possible for our futures, the future of the crawl, if it wasn't for you right now watching or listening. Yeah. And 20 episodes, it is a milestone, you know?
It is.
Say it again. I hate to get mushy, you know? I actually love getting mushy. Yeah. I'm a very, like, I wear my heart on my sleeve type of guy, you know? But it means a lot, you know, for us to turn out 20 times, bang something out 20 times.
And to, like, continuously do it and
feel that love every time. Yeah. It's still, like, relentless support and love from the people that check out the show. And
it's real cool.
We have that same feelings towards you guys, you know? None of this would be possible. With that being said, episode 20, we did a crawl.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Did a crawl.
Sure.
Pretty cool crawl.
Sure, we did a crawl. We did a last minute motherfucking
Hell
crawl.
Hell last minute.
God damn, son. Listen, I just started working and you want to throw this shit at me, bro?
It was Thursday when we came up with this whole plot.
The day before we left.
Didn't even get a confirmation from John. We just did it.
I was sitting there watching them back and forth in the group text, like, all right, we're going to go do this. Okay, I got the tickets. Okay, I got the hotel. And I was just like,
God.
Because I didn't want to do it initially. Yeah, I didn't want to go.
Are you glad
you came?
Are you glad that you went?
It was cool.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Was it fun?
You know what I did when I went home? I sat in my living room and I was like, I did this and this, and we went here and there.
That's the whole.
I little kid geeked out about how much fun I had when I got home.
That's the whole objective, dude. That doing shit that we don't really want to do, that we wouldn't normally do. Mm. That's the whole fucking namesake of the crawl, baby. You got to crawl, man.
Well, I wanted to go to New York.
You know,
I just don't like sitting in the car.
Last time we went to New York for a crawl for the COVID kitchen episode. I forget what number it was, but you guys could go back and watch it if you haven't.
12.
And it was a weekend. It was one of the last weekends where you had to work on that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted you there so bad because it was still early on with, like, you being a part of the show.
Yeah, and I think at that time, you only went on one fucking
We did bakery
crawl,
and then I just, like, wasn't a
bakery crawl.
Two crawls.
Bakery crawl. And we missed you a lot, you know, for that episode. So to be able to come around this time around and have you on board, the fact that, like, you didn't pull out and say, like, oh, I don't want to go for whatever reason. It made it more special. It made it more fun, you know, just to have you on board for that one.
But yeah, it was super last minute. We fucking
God damn, bro.
Got a hotel room at the last fucking minute.
Okay. I can't wait to get into the hotel, but.
Oh.
Fucking. We'll just get into the hotel,
Let's just fucking
dude.
Get into the hotel, dude.
That was like an episode 1 through 5 style segue, and I need you guys to step it motherfucking up.
I'm not a normal segwayer. I don't do the segways normally, dude. That was my attempting.
Do you guys want to talk about?
Go ahead.
We was at the motherfucking meat market, son.
That
first hotel. First off, Alex.
Dude, you were being a little baby. Oh, this is. There's a stabbing victim up under my bed.
Oh, there's fucking There's dog water on my pillow. There's fucking.
It was a little horror movie. There's hooker hostel.
There's bra wire straps in the elevator. Ooh.
Some dude like was elevator. Beating on me and Corey's door.
Yeah, mm. And I'm yeah. being a baby.
I mean, we were only there for 6 hours, but I'm glad. I'm glad.
I knew you didn't want to change.
Yeah,
I knew it.
My cheap ass bastards, rat bastard self.
Are
was,
you glad that we did?
Oh hell yeah!
Look at where we winded up,
dude. Ralph was a nice dude when we first met him. The fucking Ralph, receptionist,
right, because they don't have no fucking idea. Yeah.
Okay,
we went to the meat market first off. First and foremost, we ended up at the meat market.
La Quinta and Queens Boulevard.
One thing that I'll never ever do is allow Alex, especially last minute, to arrange our plans. Truthfully, never again will that happen.
I've learned.
I hope.
I'm not going to...
It was bad.
Get a hotel in the heart of Queens.
No more. Guys, I found a great sidewalk.
like there's certain things you got to look out for. Like, if it's on Queens Boulevard, there's probably a first strike against it, right? If it has 3 stars on Google... You have to imagine.
I thought it was a 3-star hotel, to be honest.
No, it was a 2-star hotel, but it also had a 3-star rating. Just imagine for a second the effort that it would take and the commitment that somebody would have to their experience to want to go on Google and leave a review.
I've never left a fucking review.
Most of them are 5, right? Even if it's a shitty hotel, most of them, the people on there are just like, oh, yeah, you know, it was good.
It was all right.
Let me go leave 5
stars.
Well,
I feel like a hotel is one place people do leave reviews a lot.
You have to be critical. That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
It's gross, dude. You know?
It was gross.
I already get skeeved out. And we were talking about this when they went downstairs when we finally got settled in. One thing you have to think about is... The fucking just amount of people that are in that room, head on those pillows. Yeah, they clean them. They bring whatever.
I don't think they fucking clean them. Corey's was stained.
You got to be cautious, Daddy. You got to be cautious because one thing I can't have knowingly is a filthy hotel room.
I didn't want bed bugs.
I felt like I had them. I still feel like I have them.
You got to burn all your clothes.
I don't know, bro. I'm going to ride this one out. You know, and if I become the chomping grounds,
you're not itching.
I was itching, and I don't normally itch.
I'm not itching. Did you sit on that bed in the first place?
Yeah.
Oh, there's something wrong, Daddy.
Yeah, and I left my jacket on there.
Oh, I didn't put nothing down on that bed. I was just like, yeah, I was grossed up by the place, but also,
don't you never
I was
ever
being cheap as fucking just like, oh, I'll sleep on we'll the edge of the bed
we'll
over here.
Just rough it out.
No,
just rough it out. Come on.
And I was
it's
the one pushing.
Hours. We're only going to be here 6 hours.
I was the one pushing, and that's another thing with the scheduling, but we'll get to that. Mm. You know,
dude, the tickets for the fucking place were at 9:30. What the fuck am I supposed to do,
Alex?
What do you want me to do?
Maybe you could have called and been like, "Hey, how strict are these times?"
Well, this is what happens when I plan something,
right?
So. You got to plan it then.
You sprung the idea. You could have been like, yo.
You pushed for it. I was just going by like, you were like, yo, let's pull the trigger. And I was like, all right.
It was a fun crawl.
I'll do it. And it was fun. It was awesome. I loved it.
And I'm glad that we did it.
Yeah.
But there's just things.
Fucking hotels, dude.
I'm just not a planner, dude.
There's things.
I'm not a good like travel planner.
There's things where I know, you know, I'm going to have to play that role.
Yeah. You're going to have to get the hotels.
That's one of them. You know, that's one of them. Because I ain't going to be uncomfortable. You know, just for the sake of not having to go through the stress of setting it up. Because truthfully, there's no effort. You know, I think it takes a...
I put effort in.
To setting it up?
I put my type of effort in.
Okay. That, I mean...
You put 1,000% effort. I put 75%.
I don't know, man. I'm still tired.
Yeah, I'm fucking exhausted still, dude.
I feel a little ashamed that episode 20, I'm not going to be able to give the people the energy. But God damn, did we have a weekend, boys. You know?
Yeah.
And I'll be liable just to fall right on to sleep. I'll be liable one time or just another.
Take a quick old nap.
There's I was gonna, sleeping on the ride home.
You was and sleeping. You were sleeping on the ride there.
No, you were playing fucking your music.
I was jamming a lot.
You were jamming a lot.
I was playing with my trinkets. I did bring the trinkets on the ride.
I like.
Oh,
them
I never
trinkets.
Showed you guys the setup that I got home to.
I like them trinkets.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I have a lot of fucking fun with those.
So
things.
We ended up at the meat market, which we called it that because it was clearly just a flop house for hookers in Queens, New York.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
I was having a conversation with a hooker
A hooker.
A hooker.
Hell yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's wicked cool looking. I was having a conversation. You remember that thick black girl?
Yeah.
That was there with the long eyelashes.
The long eyelashes.
Yeah, I was coming out of the elevator. She was...
Was I in the elevator with her?
No. I mean, no, I wasn't in with you. I was with Corey.
I was talking with her, right? And there are certain ways that you could tell, you know, what a person's up to. You know, you could tell if somebody's, you know, kind of like an upstanding person who's just like a rule follower, you know, just like a regular, probably boring type of person. You could tell if they're a little bit wild, but you know, they're for the most part. Or you could tell if their whole life is on the fringes.
What was the giveaway for this character? Was it the boyfriend standing across from her with the black eye?
That's the dude that he came out of the room next to ours. That was the dude that like beat the fuck out of the door or some shit next, like
just wailing on inanimate objects.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even him. Shockingly.
So what was the tell
for her? It was. Everything, bro. I'm telling
you. Everything about her.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Everything is in the eyes. You know, if you look at somebody's eyes or if somebody's afraid to look into your eyes,
yeah.
Or like, there, you could just tell so much from it. You know, I was talking to her and the sultry, seductive eyes that she was giving me.
Her soul girls. Said, prostitute.
Girls don't hit on me.
Wait a second.
She
these aren't the eyes that I'm familiar with.
She was hitting on me, you know, and the closeness of our bodies, you know, and like where she chose.
She couldn't move. She was a big girl.
You know, I'm a big boy, you know, and I'll take that down, by the way.
Sardines.
You know, I would if I wasn't afraid of what that coochie do, you know. They say coochie, coochie, coo, but hooker pussy is what that coochie do, you know. Because you'll take some stuff home.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of that, you know, especially, you know, I'm afraid of that. There are certain things that are troublesome.
Oh, I thought you were playing with a mouse over there for some reason, like a mouse for a computer. I was like, what's he doing on the computer?
You could tell by the way that she was very close to me. You know, she was
giving you them eyes, giving me fucking them,
batting those like, you know how girls sometimes will like cutely like bat their eyelashes. Yeah, like that. she was doing that a lot. I don't even remember what we was talking about in the elevator, but I just remember how I felt in there. And it was hard is how I felt in there, you know. And
did the elevator stink?
It stank. And she stank.
The whole place stunk.
Mm, bad, dude. I've never ever walked into a hotel like that.
No, that was fucking. That was the worst hotel room I've ever seen.
I swear, when
we
walked in, I was smelling chlorine, dude. I swear I was smelling chlorine or like some kind of pool shit.
It was bleach. And there was,
yeah,
dude.
Oh, bleach. Yeah, yeah.
That's the only cleaning method they have left.
There was no pool. You said, where's the pool? Oh, there's no pool here.
Yeah, I was, you know, I wasn't having it, and I surely was not sleeping there, so. I'm glad that you guys were with it. I would have if I was completely vetoed with my notion of like, nah. Nah, daddy, I ain't doing that. But I'm glad that we made the move. We ended up at like 2:30 or 3 in the morning calling up and saying.
10 minutes down the road to what? Sprayed or some shit?
Yeah, it was like.
It was hell of a lot better, dude.
It was the same chain, so it was
like
a Wyndham.
Somebody shit in the shower, but.
Yeah, but it was way more comfortable. Yeah, besides the shit in the shower. And when you go to New York City, you
got
to
expect shit in the shower.
There's got to be shit somewhere, you know? There's going to be shit somewhere. It's just about where, you know,
and
where.
How much of it.
And how much is a definite rule breaker, too, you know? Like, it'll either make or break my time in New York.
What is New York City without a little
the
shit?
The volume of shit. If it's too much, if it's some, all right, I expected it. I was prepared.
You got to be prepared for a little bit.
Too much is not good. That'll ruin my spirit.
Mm. You got to watch where you're standing when you're drinking your coffee. Because a pigeon will drop some right into it. Mm.
You want to tell them why we were in New York?
I don't remember why we were in New York.
We were there having fun.
You don't remember? We went to the Museum of Illusions. Yeah.
Hey, did you keep that little souvenir magnet?
Oh, yeah. Where the fuck did that thing go? What are you doing, falling asleep?
He left it on his fridge.
No, I don't know where that is, but I have it somewhere. I want you to know, if you heeded my advice right now, redheaded girl that works at the reception of the museum, I saw what you was doing, right?
What was she doing?
Shut up. Give me a second, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I saw what you was doing, and if you saw the review that I left and now are doing what I asked you to do on the review, @shaunie_mac. All right, DM me. We went to the Museum of Illusions, right? And I'm too much of a pussy to ever say that in person, so I really hope that you're watching.
You left a review asking out the receptionist girl?
Don't ask me what I do, okay?
His review said something like, me and the kids had a great time.
Me and the kids had a great time.
I left another one.
Did you get two magnets then?
No, I left the other one on the ride home.
Oh, fuck. I want the magnet.
She was beautiful, bro. And she was like laughing at my jokes. I was joking, trying to make her laugh, and it was working. And I wish that I didn't have a fat vagina every time that I feel that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you feel it reciprocated, that's when I freak out. Yeah. That's when I lose this like phony bravado put up.
Oh no.
Oh wait, I'm actually a pussy.
I forgot.
I ain't gonna do shit. So I was feeling that. I was feeling like, you know, there was some cool type of connection.
Yeah.
And I just, as I normally do, nothing is what I did, you know, and I'm ashamed about it.
Can I take one of these fucking magnets? Peace. See ya.
And no, it really hinders me. Like right now, do you have girls that you've talked to on Tinder and like it was going so good and then you got to a point where you were like, holy shit, like I could actually hang out with this person and then freaked out?
Every time.
I'll use Tinder.
You don't?
No.
That's weird.
I go through like spurts where I use it and then I won't use it for like 3 months. Then I'll go back on.
I'd say I use it very passively. Like whenever I'm like wanting to use it, right?
Feeling a little frisky.
Right. I'll use it for like an hour and a half, and then I won't open it for like 3 more days. Everything's ritualistic with me, dude.
The ritual of swiping on Tinder.
It's right before I do
you
something
else. You
light
some incense, dim the lights.
Right before you fall asleep in the closet.
every time is right before, you know? I have like 3 or 4 girls, you know, that I've been, I guess, talking to is what you could say. Mm. I am such a fucking pussy, dude. I don't know what the problem is.
I'm literally the same way, only more, because I won't answer them if they fucking like hit me back. I'll usually just ghost the fuck out of them all the time.
So it's like a one. So you'll send, hey, what's up, or whatever, however you do that.
Yeah.
And then,
well, dude, it's because I'll sit there and I'll be like, oh shit, what do I fucking say now?
Straight up.
And then I'm like, I shut it off and then forget. And then it's just like, oh, whatever. And it's just always that. It's always that.
Damn. That is a little bit worse because then it's.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that, bro. I got to stop doing that shit too, bro. Because I have gotten phone numbers off Tinder. Then once it gets to that point, usually is when I start to like freak out and get nervous. Because at that point, I'm like, all right. She clearly is into me enough to give me the number, which means that she would definitely be willing to like hang out. And I should now take the next step and say, hey, do you want to hang out? That is hard for me to bridge that gap.
That's the great filter. That's like
the
that's
great filter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the threshold is when you can get past that part. Yeah.
It makes it hard for me, though, because then at that point, I never know how to handle that situation because that's where I always get stuck. I can show you right now, dude. I was talking to you guys last week about a girl on Tinder.
You were?
And how I was texting her and shit. And I was pumped up about it. Ask me what happened now. You know?
Was this the one last week that you were saying we can't talk about it on the podcast because you don't want to turn her into a punchline right after you started talking?
That's exactly
the one. I was like, I want to make a joke out of this, but we shouldn't.
That's exactly the one. And it's tragic, dude. I'm so like self-sabotaging when it comes to anything with girls. I don't get it. I'm clearly just fucking a scared little baby.
This is the one you hit with the greatest.
It works. I actually.
I want you to talk about the line. Finally,
all right. So can I talk about who gave me the line? So I don't feel like the big asshole. And so shit. So you don't know. So you know why that was said. And it worked because you answered. So to be fair.
Yeah.
What's up, girl? I got that guap.
I got that guap.
I got that guap.
G-W-A-P. Oh, man. I shouldn't be saying this because now what? On the off chances she's watching.
G-W-A-P. I got that guap. That good white ass penis.
Good white ass penis.
I shouldn't.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny. He thought it was funny enough to send.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. So he said it. I still think it's funny, but it's so embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Hey, girl, I got that guap.
Got that guap.
No reply. 10 minutes later, good white ass penis.
No, I think she did reply. No, I think it did work out the way you said. No. She replied. Yeah. And then I said, good white ass penis. Mm. That came after.
She didn't ask what it meant. She just replied. And you unprovoked had to explain it.
Because, okay, it could be taken one of two ways, right?
Yeah.
She could think that I'm saying, hey, girl, I got that guap. Like
money. Like, that's why it's funny.
And then that's that worse. Guap
or that good white that's ass penis.
Good white ass penis is funnier. It's way funnier, bro. Because guap is just like, oh, this kid is, what, like, got to be 28 or
dude,
something.
Dude, you sent it wrong, though.
Why?
You said, you got to send it, I got that guap, that good white, or like, good white ass. You have to say that, what it is.
In the same message.
Yeah. You sent it, like, three messages later, saying, like,
just for clarification.
Yeah, clarification.
If you were wondering.
Yo, you guys make me sound like a fucking lame. I said it with way more finesse than that, son.
Just for clarification.
Excuse me, ma'am. Just to clarify.
I thought it was funny. I think she thought it was funny, too.
Yeah.
I hope. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking idiot. And I listen to my friends too much, you know? But I always, so yeah, that girl, I always get to that point.
Yeah.
And fucking throw it all away because I'm a fucking big fat retard, you know? And it's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Comes this, purely, this girl at the Illusion Museum is going to hit you up.
I fucking pray
she's
she
hit
does.
You up.
I hope that when she hits me up.
How the fuck
I'm not,
would she
I'm,
know?
I don't doubt that she would, right?
To even watch this?
Yeah, I told
how,
her.
Oh, on the review? You think she reads those?
Alex, it could work. It could work.
It could. Stranger things have happened.
It could work. You know, you're looking at me like I'm the guy that's writing missed connection Craigslist post.
Her coworker really didn't like you, though.
That the skinny black girl?
She didn't like you.
She was a hater because I wasn't giving her the attention.
And she went on the reviews and removed your reviews.
Hell,
so she couldn't see it.
No, she did not. I
she knew what was going on. She's like, nah.
Should I call, you think? Because I was thinking about on the
that's calling the
not.
Place.
That's so fucking like, weird. John,
hey, is there a redhead that's
really
a receptionist?
I really liked her, dude.
I don't even remember this. The reception,
let's
redhead
go back
receptionist.
To the museum, bro.
That's so let's far. Go back.
We'll it's
be
only
back.
$20.
We'll be back in the city again.
It's so far.
You driving this next time?
All right. Well, I crashed my car in a snowstorm, so I got to fucking definitely.
It's
get
just cosmetic,
that.
Baby.
It's just cosmetics, baby.
Fix that shit so you can drive the next crawl. You know? I don't know. It's like my fucking, the perils of me trying to date. It's tragic. It's tragic.
It's a modern day tragedy.
I fall short. I think I'm insecure about the short length of things, you know?
Toes.
And my toes. My body shape, you know? Mm. I'm just worried that when the opportunity comes, it's going
to
be.
You won't be able to pass the filter. Though.
I'm not going to be able to pass all that fat ass, you know? And that's my biggest shame, you know? So I'll just put it right out on the table.
That's my biggest shame.
My biggest shame is not being able to get over that.
So, you know, I'll put all my cards on the table. But hopefully I'll find someone that will put up with that.
Yeah, one day.
You know, it's better to laugh than to, you know, jump off a building or do something crazy.
Oh, hell yeah, it's better to laugh at it than do that.
You know? Guys, I don't even know where I'm at right now. You know? Mentally. Like, I felt all day like, oh,
What if we get back to the...
We'll be able to bang it out. The Illusion Museum?
The Illusion Museum. Get back on track.
That was the crawl.
Stop talking about...
This shit was swag, son.
So 20s.
This shit was swag, son.
You didn't like it? I thought it was sick, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I like... weird, stupid things like that. Even if they're not like exactly what I expected.
I thought it was fun. Cool.
And it was definitely a cool, great excuse.
20
to go to
minutes
New York.
Of content there was to be.
It was very. It was very
that's
quick.
Very
it was way quicker. Like,
quick,
smaller than
small,
I thought.
Two short floors, like two rooms each floor.
That was
some
my
issue. Was cool as fuck. Yeah, some of shit was like wicked the, cool. The holograms, dude. Those things were fucking the sick. Fucking,
the room. Oh, yeah, they were mad high def looking.
Yeah. Mm. The room of and mirrors. And then
the fucking room of the mirrors. Tilted that they closed rooms the door were in. Cool. I got some cool video in the.
But yeah, all right. All right, I'll give it to you. It was a little bit.
I mean.
Underwhelming.
For $27. I would do that all day. Oh, you know, like I would go there.
I think it was worth the $27.
Yeah. Worth the drive to New York for that alone? Never in my life.
Oh, yeah. But
this would be cool. We're in New York.
Yeah. Why would we ever just do that and leave? Right.
So overall, the crawl was incredible. And like we were able to bring Corey with us. Corey. Yeah. What up, buddy? We were able to bring Corey. That was awesome. I haven't seen Corey in mad long.
Yeah, dude, it's been like a year since I've seen him, which is fucking wild.
It was
mad
fun. It was fucking wicked fun. So that was cool. The museum was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I really do wish it was bigger. You're right.
We were able to see Danny, my boy out there, Chip Flock, make the shit hot, which is cool. Yeah,
fucking just driving around the city's fun.
Elon and his girl, Yvette. Annette. I always say Yvette. So Elon and Annette, what's up if you're watching? Danny, what's up?
Was that pizza? No, not the pizza place. Fucking that sandwich shop that we went to.
The Hardest Christina's. Christina's. I don't even remember where that was.
It was Queens Whites.
It was Queens.
Whitesfield?
I don't know. Look up Christina's Deli.
Christina's Deli.
Christina's Deli in Queens, New York. It's
I would go to New York just for that sandwich.
Just for the sandwich?
Yeah.
Me too.
But I'd also get some L&B's pizza.
I would get some extra sauce.
Dude, the fucking what even was that sauce?
Good, bro.
We had a fucking debate.
Good, bro.
It was
good, bro.
Dude, it's called a heart attack because it's 2,000 calories.
Ooh, that's a whole day.
2,000 calories of in a sub, dude. Oh, fucking like
onion rings.
I can still think
what
of
else?
The sight of
starch.
It right now.
Starch.
What else? Mad
cutlets. God, oh my god, dude!
The bacon,
yeah, it was chicken French fries, bacon, onion rings.
The crawl boys, we are some chubby boys. Yeah.
So next week's crawl probably food again.
Probably food again. I wouldn't doubt it, and I wouldn't be opposed. I've stopped going to the gym. I've given up all hope.
The crawl 2022. We are all pug faced, hair tube wearing
French fries and
French fries.
We'll be able to drive rascals up here. We'll just get rid of these and just constantly in rascals. I'm for it.
Rascals I'll be the rascal king, son. I'll be the rascal king, son. What if we're
already rascals.
What if we raced things that have motors?
Shouldn't be raced.
But shouldn't be raced.
You guys want to do a Segway race?
Yeah. You know that the hoverboard, destroyed the Segway. The Segway is the thing that Paul Blart rides, right?
Yeah. In the mall. I don't see mall cops riding those hoverboards around.
The hoverboard technology killed the whole industry of the Segway.
I hate hoverboards. Fucking
why?
They make me mad when I hear the name hoverboard.
Why?
And it's not the thing.
Why do
from
they even
Back
call
the
them hoverboards?
They don't fucking hover.
They do as much hovering as like those one wheels, which they call one wheel. They could just call it a fucking something else.
A two wheeler or something.
Yeah,
like a two wheel board.
They don't hover. Is why I don't like them.
But they look like
you can't really have a hovering craft
yet.
Eventually, but
I don't like your
right now.
You know, you're the reason why it's called lubricant.
Lubricant. I've never heard it called lubricant. Oh,
You know, you just got a negative attitude. Just you say, you can't have. You can't.
I'm just a realist.
That's literally what every one of them say.
What?
Stop shitting. What if somebody's dream right now is to create a craft?
Then create
that
it. I'm saying you can't buy a real
hovercraft.
That's
not what you said, bro.
That's what I mean by it, dude. I'm not.
We can't read your mind.
Well, I tell you, I'm not the best at speaking.
Yo, Alex, I really think we should turn this into a podcast. I think you are one of the best at actually speaking. That's
when
why,
I know what I'm talking about.
That's why you're a part of one of the
but
best.
But do I ever know what I'm talking
time.
About?
Hardly.
Hardly. 99%
I think,
of the time,
I think your
I'm
biggest
100%
problem.
Wrong. Or the way other way around.
100%
of the time, I'm 99% wrong.
I think your problem is you don't like that. You don't say shit with confidence. Right? So, like, you're always doubting. As
you
you're
can't,
saying...
You can't have that. I'll say it with my
damn.
Chest.
As you're saying what? Something, though, you're, like, doubt, like second guessing yourself as you're saying.
As I'm saying it, I'm trying to rethink what I'm trying to say, dude.
He is second guessing himself. That's why
I am second guessing myself.
I do that too. Confusing.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Like, he's like he's saying it, but it sounds like he doesn't believe it.
Don't call it off, boy.
I'm saying in like the weird question. I'm saying like a question.
Or it's like a half a thought, and then you like change your mind midway through the sentence. It's like, what the fuck is this kid doing?
You just got to bear with me. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We'll bear with you. We'll bear with you.
Bear with me.
It makes things fun. Makes it exciting. It makes me think, you know, because I have to. If I'm trying to really like be
talking
in
to
the
me
conversation.
Is a great mental
exercise.
Exercise, yeah.
And we know it's difficult for you because you've said that you don't think.
It is, dude. It's like I'm working out this mind, dude.
Well, I took that personality test and told me that that's exactly what I do.
I've noticed that you are very gullible to shit like that. And that
so I'll form it to that?
I've noticed that you, since taking that, because when you first said, and hear me out on this,
All right?
You first said after.
Because I do, for a fact, I do that.
Okay.
I know I do.
When you first said after taking that test, like, oh, this is what the test said about my personality.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I paid close attention because I know that you
said. You fucking conniving motherfucker.
Why?
You're like,
because I'm thinking.
He's
a
case study.
I can use this information to my benefit.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I don't use it to my benefit. I just think it's interesting.
Know your enemy.
Why are you so,
you sound like you're trying to get into his head.
I'm just trying to understand the people around me.
Sure,
understand.
Go ahead. Keep going. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, now I'm thinking about that.
Oh, I didn't even hear what you said.
What did you do when you learned about those things that he said?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been doing it more.
Well, I'm not conscious that I'm doing. I'm not like it. Like, all right, that thing said, so I have to act this way. I'm not like that. I'm not like doing it like that.
It's like a subconscious thing.
I guess so. Or it's true, because I'm not like sitting here like, all right, it told me this is the way I was, so I have to act this way. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. That's weird.
What he was saying is like, know your enemy and all that bullshit.
Know your enemy.
Really?
I don't remember mine at all.
That
I think
he's
just making a joke.
That makes it sound evil.
I was just fucking about it.
What do you mean?
Like
some
evil.
Because you said
know
your enemy. Attention to when he described what
it is. We can't be enemies and friends.
No, I would rather just be friends. But if you want
frenemies, I think you're looking too much into the enemy.
You took it too far.
Yeah, I think you take. You're overanalyzing.
Probably in the moment.
Yeah,
that's one of my character faults. You know, and that's something I do.
But I do
that
definitely
was weird.
Do that. I do definitely notice that in myself that like I'll hear something because
I noticed
project
it too. And you've said that
like,
to me before.
Yeah.
That like
so
you
noticed
like
it.
You did. So I know that's all.
Yeah. But
and
like
you're like, oh, you're studying, know your enemy, blah blah blah. Like what? No,
that's
he said
it
before,
made it sound, dude.
He said it before.
Yeah, but I'm not conscious that I'm doing it.
Okay,
is what I'm saying. Like I'm
strange.
Not like. All right, pace myself after this.
What a shit. Little conversation that was. That turned out to be pretty terrible, and I think listening to it, it's going to sound like shit.
I think you think it was terrible because of the whole enemy thing. Why do you think enemy?
I don't know.
Because are you really my enemy? Is that the thing?
Maybe,
did he hit on a chord?
Maybe.
Struck a nerve. Ooh.
Maybe.
Subconsciously, we are enemies.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're my enemy. You're one of my best friends. You're not my enemy. And even if you were my enemy,
I'm more so thinking, like, do I use my friends as case studies for, like, psychological things?
For life.
Am I analyzing
am I, like,
these guys
robot
at the table
that's
right
trying
now.
To learn how to be human is more what
well,
I'm thinking.
You do that about the whole world around you. So
I literally do it about
everything. If we're in your life, you're going to be just doing that. So it's just like, I'm not like.
I never looked at doing that as, like, a negative thing. I always thought that it was, like, a philosophical, like, deeper understanding thing.
Yeah, I think that's what
but
it is.
But the way that you said it was dark.
The way that I said
and
it
now,
was.
And now I'm like, we'll listen
the way,
back.
The way that it feels is what am I, a case study? But I really, that's like, and it's also more of a joke that I said that. But that's like what you usually, that's like how you.
That's my whole that's MO,
your,
daddy.
Exactly. That's what your brain does.
I question like, the whole world around
me. So like, if we're around you, we're going to be fucking, we're going to be questioned.
I'm trying to understand it all, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's perils when it comes to that. You know, there's big trouble when it comes to that because it really makes you like, I don't know, maybe hyper self-critical. Mm. Like that whole thing was birthed out of me being insecure on whether or not whatever, you know, like. Oh, do they think I'm a creep for doing that? Like, no. That whole thing was rooted in deep insecurity.
Not for that reason, at least.
Yeah, I mean, somebody probably would narrative. Think that, but I don't think you're a creep for doing that.
I think it's interesting. I think people in the mind and, like, the way that those inner thoughts and, like, insecurity and subconscious thoughts
come out,
manifest themselves, that's some of the most interesting things in life to me.
To that part.
Paying attention because most
where
people
nobody
don't.
Yeah, that's like the.
That's what I love about
it. Covers.
That's what I love about it. And it,
but also, I don't want you peeping under my covers.
Under the covers.
No. No, it's just like base level, like what I'm seeing from being exposed to you guys, you know? But I do it to everything. I'm like writing, and I think it's because I love writing so much, and like Bukowski really writes in super detail about that type of psyche.
Yeah.
Observational stuff. It kind of reading that at a young age and a lot of Kafka's stuff at a young age predisposed me maybe to looking at the world through that lens because I thought that it was like one of the most infinitely intriguing concepts since I've been like 13 or 14 years old.
It is cool. It's like the unnoticed shit of life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the fucking Kafka, his most famous piece is about a guy that turns into a cockroach and his family's reaction to that happening to him. Mm. And they don't know. They think that he just went and disappeared. Right. And it's like there's just a lot of but the cockroach grows bigger and bigger throughout the story. So now they know.
That's a big detail.
You know.
I've never heard of either of those guys.
Yeah, I've heard of.
I think
you'd
like,
and I've only heard of
Charles Bukowski.
Bukowski from you.
He's a very like.
I've heard the term Kafka-esque.
Like I've, yeah,
used,
I've, heard
I've used it like I know what the fuck it is. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah Kafka-esque.
I think he was German or Austrian.
No
but
clue.
He was a philosopher.
Damn, Austrian bad or bad?
Mate. Austrian bad is bad, dude. You know, it's dark stuff. But life in the mind is dark and self-serving. Ultimately, you know, and I think that, I don't know, I think a lot about that.
Hmm. We've talked about that, like the self-serving shit that most.
I don't think it's a negative thing. People say self-serving like it's a negative thing.
It's not.
It's a preservation thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you get like deep down into it.
Yeah.
It's like. It's all about self-preservation.
Do you guys like when we talk like this? Because this is what we talk like normally.
Yeah. Like when we're driving to like in the car up to New Hampshire and shit. That's what this sounds like right now.
But it's cool to show them that side because I think that that's something that we haven't shared with them a lot. And I don't really have the energy to like put on a show this week.
Dude, when we started this, we were going to do like the episode was going to be like a split down the middle. Half of it was crawl. Half of it was going to be like these weird like. Long introspective talks.
When we originally started the show.
Yeah,
it was that's like, funny how on episode 20 it came back around.
Yeah,
and like
that is weird.
Shined. That could be the universe again.
Could be.
You know? That could be the universe again. I am super embarrassed on how I reacted earlier in the show.
Don't be embarrassed. I forgot about it
when you watch this episode.
I know. In the episode.
At the end of the recording, you're going to be thinking about it.
By this time next week, though, people won't even, you know, people won't even remember.
Fuck it, dude. Right. Yeah, nobody's going to remember this shit.
But, you know, I love you guys.
Stupid fucking episode 20.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You know, I mean no harm to nobody. Really. Really.
I know you don't mean no harm, and I think everybody knows you mean no harm.
Yeah, I hope.
I don't even know what harm you would have been doing.
Me neither.
Self-harm.
Probably
self-harm.
Yeah.
Oh,
probably
self-harm.
Self.
Not good
you know, probably self.
Mental self-harm.
Mental self-harm. Mental torture. That's bad.
Bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
Well, we'll release it in the art then. Store it away.
put it back in.
We'll release it in the art then. And then nobody will watch the art and I'll die alone and cold.
Oh, yeah. Store it up for that.
Some tormented artists are hideously deformed.
Some have a man-sized torso.
And some just are embarrassed about their podcast. Did our camera just fucking die?
Fuck.
Well,
that hasn't happened in a while either. I'll say that that hasn't happened, a malfunction of that caliber, since we've gotten John.
Yeah.
Other than maybe on episodes where you weren't here for them, but like already were a part of the show.
Yeah.
Or episodes where we tried to get me in the episode with a different microphone.
Oh, yeah. That might have been the last
one. Or episodes where we did a New Year special, maybe. Or
Our camera fucking stopped recording. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
It didn't shut off. It just stopped recording.
Just fucky issues.
What the fuck?
It's the universe. It was the ghost of Crawlsmas past saying, hey.
Hey.
Crawlsmas. Shut up, Sean. Stop talking about all that. Stop talking about all that philosophy, dude. It's a comedy show. People don't care. Don't you care about that retention? Don't you care about YouTube retention? Huh? Mm. Huh? I guess not. I'm pretty sure we're already going to be demonetized. The second that we're even able to qualify for it,
we're already demonetized.
We're going to apply for it. We're going to get it. And 2 seconds later, it's
sponsors and like support on like Bluetooth, something else.
We need sponsors. We need sponsors.
YouTube isn't going to advertise our videos fucking naked guy in the first minute.
No way.
We ain't getting advertised. So, hey, if you guys, and I told you guys, but you don't like to answer the group chat because you're assholes. What? But I got somebody hit us up.
Oh, the hair thing.
Yes.
The hair.
Don't say too much yet.
I heard about
that. I have no idea what you're talking about. I think we'll talk about it.
But we have opportunities, and I think we should explore opportunities like that. You know, because I think that would be beneficial mutually, and it would be just fucking cool. You know?
Cool, dude.
And I think we should explore stuff like that. And at that, you know, size, at that scale for now, I think that's fitting to where we're at. Yeah. And if we're not like pompous about it or like arrogant, like, thinking we're higher than we're at.
Yeah, we can't just go for
we
that.
Ain't shit yet. You know, we got to prove that. We got to work to get to become
work
shit.
For it, yeah.
And then one day, hopefully, we will be shit.
Putting in 1,075% effort.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
How much are you putting in?
Some.
Something. 1,075-something percent effort.
Like 100.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm putting.
We're all in.
We're all in. We're all fucking in.
All gears are turning. Everything's good. This episode was weird. You know? Episode 20
of the crawl.
This is what happens when.
The show is weird, honestly.
Yeah.
The show is weird.
The show is weird.
It's fitting that some weird shit happens during the show.
This is what happens.
Everything?
Nope. I figured something.
We had to rebuild the entire set because the adhesive we used on these panels fucking did not work. And they fell off from last week. So we got
shit
in.
Got fucky. We didn't
had to redo everything. Goddamn, son.
Dampen our spirits.
We went to New York and back.
Nope. Went to New York, back.
Reset the set and shot episode 20 for you in a short amount of time. Right? So I love you to death. And I hope that you do something
every day.
That makes your life feel like
it's worth it.
Oh.